This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Aesthetica on this Sunday afternoon. I am Colin Armstrong, and as always, I've got Mark in the studio with me, who's panelling. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Colin.
It's a great Sunday, first of the year. So
it is, and we've got some great guest today. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, a groundbreaking new theatrical production highlighting the insidious, ubiquitous nature of HIV discrimination and stigma is well underway. Ahead of its world premiere in July this year at the 20th International AIDS Conference in Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne's annual gay and lesbian cultural festival, Midsummer, will get a sneak preview of this new verbatim theatre production entitled Status on Saturday, January the 18th, 2014. I'm very fortunate to have in the studio this afternoon Will Conyers, who is one of the performers, and he joins me now. Welcome to Aesthetica and Joy 94.9, Will.
Thank you, but it's also lovely to be back.
I was just going to say, before we hop into...
I've kept this chair warm on many a time, yes.
Status, you did a show here for 5 years.
Yeah, Broadway at Bedtime, yes.
Broadway at Bedtime.
Right.
So we didn't have to explain anything about what we do in the studio then to you this afternoon, did we? So,
No, it's all fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Comes back.
Tell me about Status, the play, and it's about the stigma that links in with HIV,
yeah.
And it's also, we want to talk about the possible campaign as well today.
I think it's really important when we're talking about HIV that it's the beast has changed since sort of 1984 when things started really going wrong here in this country. But this play is not just poignant, it's not just dark, and it's not all Grim Reaper. Some of it's bloody funny. I only got the script on Friday, and some of it's hilarious, and it's fantastic that there's this marvellous sense of humour with these people who are either suffering or caregivers. I should let the listener know that this piece has been taken from direct interviews with caregivers, AIDS sufferers, their families, their friends, anyone who's actually been connected with the virus in some way, shape or form. And it talks to people who have been associated with it for many years and some just recently. The reason I was attracted to audition was I was reading something recently about, the infection rate of HIV going up through the roof again. And having been 24 years old in 1984, yes, the listener can do the maths, I did a lot of work, and by God, I sang a lot of fundraisers for HIV awareness and so that we could get some knowledge about what this thing was, because when it first happened, no one knew what it was. None of us, who went through the whole guilt of being survivors, because I buried three friends myself, very close friends, but of course in show business I lost so many, many more.
Yeah.
To hear that news just really, it's not what we worked so hard for, It's like, guys, get it together. If it's not on, it's not on, And so I saw this. It just flicked past on a Facebook post one day, and then I went to find it again, and like Facebook, it had gone. So fortunately, I was just online when it happened to come up again, and I went, right, I'm going to do that. And went in and auditioned. And I feel ever so fortunate to be joining the wonderful actress Catherine Innes, Juliet Hindmarsh, and Moz Mammoliti, Catherine is a real star on the rise, and Juliet's work is known for being very, very thought-provoking. I don't know Moz's work yet, but I'm about to meet him properly. We've done a photo shoot, but we're about to meet properly down the road.
And all the cast will get together. And I should also say that it's the background for it as well, for Status to Play, has also, there's been an incredible amount of work done by Joy's very own Dean Beck.
Indeed.
And has put a lot of effort and a lot of work in to putting this piece of verbatim theatre together.
Yep, and also with from Dean's work, Cameron Menzies has been able to cut and paste the script together. Cameron Menzies, of course, a fine opera and theatre director in his own right.
Mm.
And you know, a labour of love, and quite difficult, I would imagine, to take these stories and work out who was going to deliver them and all that sort of thing. We start rehearsal this week, and I'm just champing at the bit. And, you know, it's a lot of work for two shows, but, you know, then it's going on to the AIDS conference. So
yeah, absolutely, in July here in Melbourne.
What's fantastic, once again, is it's another world premiere in the theatre capital of Australia. Yes. So, and it's such an important world premiere.
Yeah. It's also verbatim theatre. I was just going to say, as the media release says, and so explain that to us.
Well, it's the actual words of the people.
Without any script, and it's just how it is.
It's exactly as they said it, which, of course, you know, when you're interviewing someone, they speak in incomplete sentences. I'm sure I've done about 25 of them already. And they do that. They go, And so, of course, it's a bitch to learn because you as an actor, you want uninterrupted speech, but people don't speak like that. So that's going to be a challenge in itself, and to sort of enter whatever mindset the particular person who was being interviewed was. But most of it jumps off the page and makes a lot of sense. And I'm having a ball, I think.
Yeah, just reading through the script and now looking forward to meeting the cast.
Learning the bugger.
Yeah.
You know, there's that old thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that everyone is maybe not everyone, but there's a huge percentage of our population out there who has will know somebody with the with being HIV positive, and also the stigma and the, you know, so the point is, out of that, it's really great to be able to talk about it as well.
I think there's a sort of a lackadaisical attitude now because the drug therapy has become so much more refined than those bloody AZT days, you know, which, you know, if someone was ill already, to take AZT just made them sicker. But there's a lackadaisical attitude that the drugs are so good, you know, it doesn't matter. Well, it does, because you have to go through a bit of a shopping period to find out whether or not you work with that drug, or that drug works with you, and then does that balance with all the rest of the cocktail you're taking? And you can have hell just getting the right balance. And I would just say, outwardly to anyone, for God's sake, be sensible, people. You know, there's people who love you who don't want to lose you, and they also don't want to see you go through the sort of rejection that is mentioned in Status when people have to disclose that they're HIV positive. That sort of loss. I'll share a very personal story. My second partner, I met online. We were together for 10 years. And he was living in the States. And things got, you know, familiar enough. I flew him out and we met in Sydney, neutral territory and all that sort of thing. And he then disclosed to me that he was HIV. Now, I'd lived with this bloody disease and, as I say, buried three people who were very, very dear and very close to me. And I went for a walk through King's Cross. We were staying at the Siebel. I went out by myself, and I just went, hang on a second. You wouldn't walk away from someone with diabetes, or you wouldn't walk away from someone with cancer. You know, and I was HIV negative, and I was bloody determined to stay that way. And came back, and we made a couple of deals about it. And it is possible, and you know, it really disturbs me to hear that people are being rejected on the basis of their status. But by the same token, don't be silly with it either. No. You know?
Still be sensible and...
Absolutely. Yeah. And so the play does... This is the thing. It doesn't... Because it's actual people's words, they think they're just imparting their story. So it doesn't set out to lecture at all. Mm-hmm. It's not a, you know, smack on the bottom to all you naughty poofs. It's actually, you know, a very, very... unmasked picture of the world as it is.
Yeah. And from a performer's point of view too, well, it really must be really fabulous and to be able to tell that story on behalf of that, so that people are aware.
Well, I mean, the big challenge is that you don't have the writer's arm around you as such. You know, when you're doing beautiful text that has been written by a beautiful writer, you feel the theatre in it. Whereas in this, I don't want it to sound like documentary theatre, because I don't think Cameron will do that with it. I certainly wouldn't want it to end up being that, because that doesn't sort of seem to me to have some sort of invitation for us to watch it. But when you've got a writer writing, you feel very, very comfortable. Now, when you've got someone's actual words, and these people are going to come and see this thing... Mm. It's a much more awesome responsibility.
Mm. Very personal too, isn't it? Because you're telling a personal story.
I know. I mean, there's, you know, there's things that jump off the page to me as an actor that I want to do. And the person may not be Russian, and I apologise to you now, but I'm going to do your speech with a Russian accent. Mm. Because it just feels that way. And so it's funny the way you inhabit text and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Now, the status of the play evolved from the Living Positive Victoria's Enough HIV Stigma. And so tell me a little bit about the connection with that, if you can.
I don't know a lot about Enough. Literally, I've had a baptism by fire. I auditioned just before Christmas, and then we did the photo shoot.
And then you're going to meet the rest of the cast
tonight.
Tonight.
So it's and I'm just on the roller coaster and enjoying it.
Yeah. And going into rehearsals this week, you said earlier. Now that we've got also the thing is too that it's part of Midsummer, which
absolutely
is just fantastic. It's also,
as it should be, I think.
Of course, because it's just the right time there, isn't it, to have it part of the festival. And it's also going to be ready for the conference mid-year, which the AIDS conference, which is fabulous. Now, it's out in Richmond at the Richmond Uniting Church Hall.
Yeah. For those, if you know Church Street, Richmond, it's just down from the big church on the hill.
Yeah. And it's at 314 Church Street in Richmond. And two performances only, and I've heard a rumour there could be possibility of a third, but we won't advertise until it's announced, maybe.
Well, I think the most important thing is for the community to really start booking, and which you can do through midsummer.org.au.
Through midsummer.org.au, all the bookings are there, and it's this is just one of, if any of you haven't checked that website, it's an amazing time in Melbourne. This is one of the must-sees, I think. When I was going through the program the other day, I was thinking this is really something that we really need to see, and it's on January the 18th, and as I said, at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Yeah, and look, I do promise the listeners that it is as much a laugh as it is a tissue story. It absolutely is,
and that's great too, because it's great to have that diversity within the play as well.
Yeah, there's that D word again.
I'm sorry. this afternoon on Joy 94.9, we've been talking to Will Conyers, who's a cast member with Status to Play. It's on part of Midsummer, and it's on the 18th of January. And for all bookings, please go to midsummer.org.au. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Thanks.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.